I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says President Trump made the right call to attack the Assad regime Friday, but he suggests the commander-in-chief use more caution moving forward. Trump last Wednesday tweeted with a heads-up about a possible U.S. missile attack on Syria. Durbin says the use of social media could have dire consequences.
If you do that, it diminishes the impact and it makes it more dangerous for America. And yet this president, with his daily tweets over and over again, has thrown caution to the winds. But certainly to risk the lives of American troops is unacceptable.
Durbin says he also suggested that Trump get approval from Congress before deciding on the attacks. He also says he worries this will not be a one-time occurrence. In other news, Illinois lawmakers are moving ahead with harsher penalties for texting and driving. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
If passed, the bill will allow law enforcement to issue a moving violation on a first offense. That carries a fine of $75 for the first violation. Current law only allows a ticket to be issued on the second or subsequent stops. State Representative John D'Amico, a Democrat from Chicago, also sponsored the original ban on texting and driving 4 years ago. He says everyone knows now that texting and driving is illegal.
They don't need to have a warning on their first stop. They can get a ticket. And the bottom line is we want to continue to try and make the roads in Illinois as safe as possible.
If a driver receives three moving violations, their license could be suspended. The plan heads to the House floor for consideration. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Criminal charges have been filed against a central Illinois man in connection with the sale of synthetic marijuana that resulted in death and illness. Lonnie K. Smith of Pekin is charged with drug-induced homicide, aggravated battery, and unlawful delivery of a controlled substance. Tazewell County prosecutors say the 36-year-old Smith delivered the synthetic marijuana to Anthony Phillips of Pekin April 7th. Phillips died at a Peoria hospital 2 days later from intracranial bleeding. And a bill introduced in the State House would separate Southern Illinois University's Carbondale and Edwardsville campuses. The Southern Illinoisan, reports Jay Hoffman, a Swansea Democrat, filed legislation to abolish the SIU Board of Trustees and appoint new boards for each campus. The move comes after SIU trustees voted down a proposal to shift $5.1 million in state funding from the Carbondale campus to Edwardsville to reflect enrollment changes. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The topic of taxes is front and center as the deadline for Americans to pay their income taxes approaches. Here in Illinois, Republicans have approved a resolution opposing any move to get rid of the state's flat tax system. Advocates say that places an unfair burden on working families. Ralph Martiri with the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability thinks there's momentum across the country to take some of the tax burden off of the lower and middle classes.
When the federal income tax was first imposed in the early 1900s, it only applied to the wealthiest 4% of all Americans. It was truly designed to create a fair tax system right from the get-go.
The resolution that was approved by the GOP would carry no weight of law, even if the House approves it. Democrats say it's just a political stunt in an election year. Regulators in several states are working with the environmental groups, engineers, and other stakeholders that watch plans along the Upper Mississippi River. They're trying to address flood risk. Jonathan Remo is an associate professor of geography at SIU Carbondale. He says an equitable solution really comes down to the Army Corps of Engineers beefing up its enforcement power.
The public in general needs to encourage the Army Corps to hold the line here, because if they don't, it's going to be the Wild West and everyone's going to do what they want.
The Corps says it's developing computer models and other ways to keep people safe.